Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Our boy Big Al Matt claims to be the first straight black guy to blank. This is big tease, Big Al.
I'm pretty sure. I'm very confident. In the history of the world.
Because we've had you come in here before. I did something last night.
I've never done this before.
And it's always a big letdown, Big Al.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think we can rest easy that this is accurate. That's an accurate statement. I'm the first black man to have done this.
Did you interview a lot of straight black men to find out if that's the case?
You know, I didn't. But speaking as one of us, and I know how we think, and I know how we do.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty confident in this.
Well, you have $100 on it?
So sure.
What happens if someone proves you wrong?
If somebody,
do we get the 100 or are you going to give the 100?
I'll give it to the man. If he
Then they're going to lie.
He's got to have some documentation. Yeah, I gotta have proof.
Picture, it didn't happen, right?
I got to have a picture.
What you claim could be taken in video or pictures or anything, right?
Oh, sure.
So there could be proof.
If this happened, there will be. I know I'm going to take a picture.
See, and I don't want to guess because I don't want to ruin it, but I have no idea. We're going to take some guesses, though.
Okay. The guesses are coming in fast and furious.
Sure.
Let's see what Nikki thinks. Nikki, what do you think? Big Al Mac is the first straight black man to what?
Have his dog's picture made with Santa.
Good guess.
But that is not it.
Because that's a typical white person thing to do.
Yeah.
Or something. Is that what that is?
Yeah, we don't typically take our dogs out of the yard.
Okay. Thank you for your guess, Nikki. That was a good guess.
Not it.
Let's go with Austin.
All right.
Big Al Mac, first straight black guy to do what, Austin?
I'm going to say he wore some pasties.
Al.
Another good guess.
Yeah.
Sorry. And I would venture to say, if I did, I probably wouldn't be the first straight black man to do that just in a joke or something.
You got to think some movies and some actors. Right.
Halloween or something.
Good guess, Austin. Good guess.
But good guess, though, buddy. Good guess.
We got a couple from Facebook.
All right.
This one is from Linda.
Okay.
She thinks Big Al Mac is the first straight black guy to get Dr. Girlfriend pregnant.
That would be huge news, and I think I would have framed it a little differently, but I'm afraid you're incorrect on that one. No.
What about Rachel's guess?
Okay.
First straight black guy to drink his sangria with his pinky out.
I like the way she's thinking.
I don't know. Sometimes you got to keep it classy and keep the pinky out.
Sure.
I like this callback something that happened a few years back. Big Al is the first straight black guy to be naked in a sleeping bag with another dude.
I would agree with that.
That's when Al and JC did a sleeping bag challenge on the family vacation.
Well, you never know. Maybe some people went camping and
survivalist.
Maybe a naked and afraid type situation.
A Black Bear Grylls or something.
But again, that is incorrect.
No?
All right.
Okay.
You would have brought it up by now.
Sure, absolutely.
200 people are saying that they think you're the first straight black guy to be engaged to Dr. Girlfriend also, Big Al.
Oh, wow. 200 people?
200,
really?
200 plus, actually, we're saying that. That's definitely the number one.
Okay.
See, my mind never went there.
Uh-huh. No, I didn't think it had anything to do with
the girl.
Again,
I would probably frame that a little bit differently.
Yeah, but maybe Matt is onto something. Matt, what do you think it is?
He's the first straight black man to try on a thong.
Oh, see?
Well, again,
I think that's been done.
I think there's been some dancers that have done that.
Models, actors, happen to be straight.
I actually have done that.
The man thong is actually, I believe, in style.
The man thong?
Yeah. I've seen some dudes that...
You've seen some dudes what?
Like, at the airport, some pictures were taken of a guy wearing one. Like, just a regular dude. Just wearing the thong.
Wow.
Just to make sure.
Well, Matt, that is incorrect. Good guess, though.
Thank you, Matt.
Let's get Percy on here. I think we got...
You know what I would say? Actually, Dennis Rodman probably beat you to that, right?
Yeah.
He's a straight black man that's done a lot of things.
Percy doesn't have a guess. He's there
Right. And we'll just ask him.
Debate.
I'll go ahead and reveal if you guys want me to.
Are you going
to
reveal right now, Eric?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Al's ready to reveal what it is.
And if Percy...
We have straight black men lined up.
Yeah, right.
Percy's our first straight black man ready to
Morning,
go.
Percy.
Hey, Percy. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
What's happening, Percy? What are you doing, man?
Not much, man.
What does a straight black man do on a Tuesday morning?
Oh, I'm at work.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Where are you working at, dog? What kind of slave you got?
Oh, I'm a
I drive trucks down in Belle Chasse, Louisiana.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
That's good straight black man work right there.
Y'all never heard that?
Nope.
What kind of slave you got?
No.
What you were doing slave?
What's that mean?
Nope.
What kind of job you got?
Oh,
never
okay.
heard that.
Okay.
You ever heard that before, Percy?
What's that? I missed it.
Al wanted to know what kind of slave you had, and he said that means what's your job. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay, there we go.
There you go. Thank you. 4-1 for Al.
Thank you. All right, Percy.
So all right, here we go, Big Al Mac.
Here we go. And you can vouch for whether you've heard of a black guy doing this or not, Percy.
It has to be a straight black man.
Straight black man.
Okay.
For my birthday, which is next Friday.
Yeah.
I have rented a 1,200 square foot ice skating rink for Big Al's ice skating birthday party.
Percy.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just waiting on you to have some type of expression.
Percy, being a...
this is my I'm not going expression.
Yeah, that's Kelly, like Kelly was thinking about herself right then, I could tell.
That is... That means we got to go to that house?
You're invited. You don't have to go, but you're invited.
I've been wanting to. I'm thrilled.
All right.
Al, did
Percy.
You...
Percy?
I should be invited as well. Like, my birthday is Wednesday afternoon.
All right. We'll celebrate, dog.
But Percy, as a straight black man, have you rented an ice skating rink for your birthday before?
I have not.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I have never been ice skating.
You've never been ice skating?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been once. Which is why I'm so thrilled about doing it for Al's birthday.
Have you done it before, Al?
I've done it, but it's been a long time.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
It's painful.
Main question, yep. Why?
It's Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
Never done it before.
I would imagine it'd be very expensive right here at the holidays. That's very a holiday-themed thing.
Right.
So it's an expensive proposition.
Not cheap, but doable.
Okay.
Doable.
Can you just do it like after a hockey game and just ask if they'll leave the ice for a little bit so we can go for a skate?
That'd be cool. But I can't fill up an arena, but I can fill up a 1,200 square foot ice skating rink in my driveway.
You're having an
in your driveway?
Oh, wait. Oh, you're not renting one. You're renting one to be
it's
outside.
A bar
so
promotion.
This is
Oh, no.
Oh, so it's not
way.
Like we get at least get to go to the mall and do it.
Oh, no.
So,
I'll put it right there in my parking lot.
Our first straight black man, Percy, said he has never done that. So far, Big Al Mac is the first.
All right.
Do they bring a variety of skates in all sizes for us?
Yeah. Because
I don't come with my own skates.
They bring like 60 or so. Crazy.
Your parking lot's not that big at the bar,
Al. It's big enough. They've come out. This is done. Done deal.
That is weird.
Done deal.
Matt, you happen to be a fellow straight black guy.
Yeah.
What do you think of Big Al Mac's birthday party idea?
That's not retarded. I ain't gonna lie to you. Black people don't do cold, Big Al, so I'm gonna go ahead and say you might be the first black guy to do that.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm not taking my black self out to no ice skate rink.
No. You're gonna stay nice and warm.
I can't walk on it without having to worry about putting myself in harm. I ain't doing that.
Well, the invitation is open, Nick.
You know what? Not just a straight black man or a straight white man or any man. You don't look like a fool falling down on the ice skating rink when you've never skated before.
On your birthday.
I think it's just like riding a bike.
What if you pop a hip?
Yeah, he can be fine.
You the liability. You have drunk people ice skating at your bar.
Oh, I can't wait to sue Al.
This is the thing. I get it, and that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll come skate. Actually, it sounds great. I've been wanting to. But Al, you just had knee surgery, and you do fall. You just had knee surgery, and you can barely stand up.
No, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
You had knee surgery. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that either.
How do you not think about the
and
most
drunk people with blades on their feet skating?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was stupid.
Thank you so much, Matt. You stay warm inside, buddy.
Doesn't talk before. Well,
can we get
anybody?
Can we get with it? Because this just sounds like it would make a lot of sense and be very safe. Can we get an ice luge for shots? You know,
ooh,
some sort of like,
thought about that.
You should get someone. Maybe Kelly's muralist can do some ice carving.
I don't know if he does carving.
If you're just tuning in,
we can do a.
Big Al Mac claims to be the first straight black guy to rent an ice skating rink for his birthday.
Yeah. I don't see anybody protesting.
Nick, what are your thoughts on Big Al Mac right now?
Big Al, that has got to be the whitest thing I've ever heard a black guy do in my life. And I'm 33.
Yeah.
Nick, is there anything Al could do?
We're barely playing hockey. You're in the ice skating rink.
We're barely playing hockey.
Yeah, it's true. You don't see a lot of brothers playing hockey. Nick, is there anything Al could add to his birthday party to I don't know, for lack of a better expression, black it up a little bit.
Black it up?
Yeah, teach Dr. Girlfriend how to drive that stick.
Right.
On the ice.
Oh, man.
Well, Nick, you are invited, dog. You know, you can come on out and just watch the fun. Wait, or you can be a part of
do
it.
Do straight black men skate for free?
We don't skate at all. So I don't.
White men can't jump. Black men can't skate. Ice skate.
Oh, my goodness.
But we're going to try it.
Well, you have a good time, man.
Yeah. Are you going to make it out, Nick?
No, I'm in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Go Titans.
Go Titans. All right, Nick, have a wonderful day, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling, brother. Thanks for calling, my brother.
All right, Al. I can't wait to see your triple Lutz, triple Sal Cal combination.
You don't have the best balance.
What do you mean I don't have the best balance?
You don't.
Will you wear a
figure skating outfit, please? This is like Blades of Glory.
Little tight pants. Isn't that what are the figure
leotards?
Skaters wear?
Yeah, leotards.
Yeah, leotards.
The men wear leotards?
Yes. Yeah. They'll wear full body leotards.
They have like a flare at the ankle, so it gives the illusion of pants.
It's a unitard.
Unitard. That means tight. That means I'm gonna have to. About stuff.
Stop your attention, please.
Everything right now.
What?
A speed skating outfit.
Stop everything.
What? I have a feeling in my tummy. I know what this call's about.
Yes.
Big Al Matt claims to be the first straight black guy to rent an ice skating rink for his birthday.
Uh-oh.
I now introduce you to fellow straight black man named Brandon.
Yes.
Hi, Brandon.
How's it going?
All right.
Brandon, are you straight and black?
Yes. For my 19th... For my 19th birthday, me and some of my college buddies rented out an ice skating rink for my birthday.
Shut up!
Matt got disproven.
Brandon, what? Do you have photos of this?
Yeah!
I want photo proof, Holmes.
You do have proof?
When I was 19, that's like 5-6 years ago. I don't have that phone anymore, but it was a good idea. Girls like to ice skate, so we wanted to really mess with the girls and stuff, have fun.
He did it for the ladies.
You gotta have a picture online or something.
Someone does. The girls do.
I wish I had a picture so I can get the 100 bucks.
I believe him. Don't call our listener a liar.
I believe him too, Al.
Him a liar. I just said I need some kind of verification.
No, you don't. I believe him. His word is his truth.
I don't want the money, but it happened.
Yeah.
It happened. Okay.
Uh-huh. What's the day today, Brandon?
Say it again.
What's today? What's the day today?
December 9th.
December 9th.
See? He doesn't lie.
Thanks for calling, bro.
Thanks for calling. You said you would pay somebody.
I need some proof. I need a picture.
All right, Brandon.
No, you don't. I believe Brandon.
Well, we'll get Brandon. He can phone a friend.
We're going to put you on hold, Brandon, because you won $100 from Big Alex.
Al, when is this?
Next Friday, my birthday.
Next Friday. Yeah, it's going to be like sardines on the rink, though.
Huh?
Nobody's showing up for his bar promotion.
So,
sardines. Plenty of space, Jenna.
Congratulations to Big Al Max. The second straight black guy to rent an ice skating rink for his birthday. Brandon was the first.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, may I speak to Wanda, please?
This is she.
Hey, Wanda, this is Kelly Raspberry. I've got Big Al and JC and Jenna here with me.
Hey.
Oh, my God, this is fabulous.
I know.
Surprise.
What's up, Wanda?
Isn't that crazy?
Hi, guys. I love you guys.
We love you.
We love you, and we love the fact that you nominated your friend Cassidy for a Christmas wish this year.
Oh, awesome.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your relationship with Cassidy?
My family and Cassidy's family have been friends for years. I've known Cassidy since she was in junior high school. And my daughter and her older sister cheered together in high school. So that's how our families came to be friends. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And Cassidy has had a really rough time lately. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, Cassidy's situation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Cassidy's a 27-year-old young lady that was diagnosed at 29 weeks, 6 months pregnant, with her second son with AML, which is acute myeloid leukemia, which is a rapid form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in the hospital since November the 12th. On November the 18th, the doctors induced Cassidy to have Beckham so she could start her chemo treatments. That night, Cassidy had only dilated to a 2, so they stopped the process because she was so weak, so they needed to let her rest. So they let her rest that Tuesday night and Wednesday, and Thursday morning on the 20th, they started the process again. And at 10 o'clock that night on November the 20th, little Beckham was born. And they couldn't do a C-section on Cass because if she contracted any kind of infection, it could have been life-threatening for her since her immune system was so low. So on November the 24th, they started Cass's chemo treatment.
Wow. Man. And from what I understand, the way Cassidy found out she had leukemia was through a routine blood test they do for pregnant women. So if she had not been pregnant,
she may not even know.
She may not have ever found out she had this before it was too late. So in a way, little Beckham saved his mommy's life.
Exactly. And that's honestly, that's how everybody is looking at this. That's the silver lining that everybody is hanging on to.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, we are absolutely going to grant a wish for Cassidy and her family. In fact,
yeah, we're distracting her right now.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So you hang on just a minute and we're going to surprise Cassidy with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hi, may I speak to Cassidy, please?
This is her.
Hey, Cassidy. I'm Kelly Raspberry. I've got Big Al, JC, and Jenna here from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hi, I know you guys all so well.
Oh, you're great.
Thanks, Cassidy.
Like I do.
Well, Cassidy, I think I'm calling you in the hospital.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Girl, I heard you haven't been doing very well.
No, it's not been very fun at all. But
well, Wanda has nominated you and your family for a Christmas wish this year.
Oh, she did?
Yes, yeah. She's on the other line right now.
Oh, my gosh. So sweet.
Hi, Cass. How are you, baby?
I'm okay.
Cassidy, Wanda wrote us this letter. If you don't mind, I'd like to read it to you real quickly.
Sure.
I'm nominating my friend Cassidy, a beautiful 27-year-old who was diagnosed with leukemia when she was 29 weeks pregnant. Cass has a husband, Clay, a 2.5-year-old little boy, Brody, and a 1-week-old baby boy, Beckham. She had to have little Beckham 3 months early in order to start her chemo treatments, and he is still in the NICU. Cass will be in the hospital at least a month. Clay is the sole income for the family, and he has to go away 1 weekend a month for reserve duty since he's a veteran. This precious family could use all the help they can get with the holidays and making sure their 2.5-year-old son, Brody, has a special Christmas. Cass is a strong young lady, and asking for help just isn't in her DNA, so I am asking for her. Please help this family. The silver lining is Beckham probably saved his mommy's life. And that's from your friend Wanda.
Oh, Wanda, you make me cry.
Oh, we love you, Cass. You know that.
I know.
It's been incredibly hard, I know, Cassidy, especially with your toddler at home and you can't be at home with him. Yeah. And then your little baby is Beckham still in the NICU?
Yeah, but he's doing really well.
That's
and
good.
He's off of his oxygen, so he's on room air.
That's
and
wonderful.
So he's a tough little guy.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you doing with your treatments?
I'm doing okay. I had a little bit of a rough day yesterday, but I feel a little better today. So they're pumping some IV fluids in me and everything. But I'm done with my first round. Now I'm just kind of feeling the effects of it.
I mean, you're a new mom and you have Beckham born 3 months early. So he's such a preemie and you're not feeling good. Are you able to go visit him and spend a bunch of time with him in the hospital and hold him? Or do you not get to see him that much?
Sometimes they'll bring him over to see me, but I didn't go see him yesterday because I was running like a little bit of a fever, so I don't want to risk him, you know, getting sick. So it's one of those things that's kind of based all on how I feel and everything, but there's no better medicine than to hold your newborn baby. And so I got to spend like 2 hours the other day holding him, and that was the best thing for me, and it boosts my spirits up. And you know, I don't think we would have found the cancer had I not been pregnant.
How's your husband handling all this? How's Clay doing?
I feel like he's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know, with everything, because it's a lot on his plate. But he's doing the best that he can. He feels like he needs to be up here with me all the time, and so I try to push him to go home and spend time with our 2-year-old because, you know, his normal routine has been broken up for the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so we're trying to, you know, kind of figure all that out. And it's just been a long process. But
are you going to have to be in the hospital over the actual Christmas holiday?
You know, I don't know yet. They're saying like anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks, depending on, you know, how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say a prayer that you and Beckham get to be home for Christmas. And hopefully you'll get in time to do a little Christmas shopping because we're going to give you a Toys R Us gift card so you can go shopping for some new things for a little baby Beckham and some things for his big brother Brody.
Oh, my gosh. You are so awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that means to me.
That way you don't have to worry about the Christmas shopping.
You're one thing off your plate. Yeah, you got a lot going, man.
Wanda, is there anything you'd like to say to Cassidy?
I just want her to know that everybody is rooting for her and Beckham, and we know she's going to beat this. We know Beckham's going to come out just as strong as she is. She's a wonderful role model.
Well, I appreciate it. It definitely makes things easier for us.
That's what we're here for.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap? He's sleeping.
Oh, whom angels greet with anthem sweet, while the good shepherds watch all.
Gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him.
The king of kings, salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him.
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard.
From the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. We wish you a Taylor Swift miss. And you can win here.
Mmm. What does that mean?
Ooh, you know what that means, Big Al Mac. We're celebrating the 12 days of Swift miss, and we need you to call right now. Looking for call number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Your chance to join the party with Liz Petrov, Sherry Hernandez, Wendy Hanna, Brittany Redd, Christina Fisher, and Stephanie Busey. All going to the 1989 World Tour that Taylor Swift is putting on.
You be going too. Be calling 13 right now.
We'll even fly you there. Compliments of Southwest Airlines if it's outside your city.
Love it.
Jenna, you got this cool thing going on. A movement you've started.
Well, don't build it up too much. It was just more of the annual Christmas gift shopping meltdown.
Okay.
You know, it comes out of nowhere, and then it's like, I don't want to go to the mall, and I don't want to buy presents, and it kind of coincides with a time in my life where I'm not in a relationship. I don't have really anyone that I have to buy presents for, maybe a few little kids here and there, and I thought, you know, I'm taking my mom somewhere on a surprise trip. So that present's done.
That's cool.
So I was thinking,
I've got an idea for you to give them a Kelly. Get back to
me. Oh, great. Good. Okay. I do. I would like to know what the kids want because they deserve a Christmas. But, you know, I was thinking, being a 30-year-old girl, what's most important to me, I buy myself what I want. It's really time. It's my friends' time.
Okay.
You know, it's like I just want to hang out. I like going out to eat with friends when I have time. So what I decided to do, and I threw it out there to my few best girlfriends, said, look, we're generous with each other the whole year. Let's save ourselves the trouble of trying to come up with gifts for each other that we don't really need.
Right.
And let's spend some time together and give back.
Okay.
So we actually are set this weekend. I believe it's hard to arrange people's schedules to go to a local shelter. And we're going to hand out some blankets to the homeless people. And they do 3 meals a day. So we're going to go serve a meal.
Okay.
And that way, we're doing it together.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're doing something to give back, but still spending time together. And that's kind of going to be our present to each other. So,
when you do stuff like this, do you call the charity or the organization, whatever it is, or do you just show up?
Yeah, you need to call ahead.
Yeah. You
let
need
them
to
know.
Call ahead.
Because
they like having volunteers on a schedule most places.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is the thing I was saying. I read somewhere once that Bill Gates, he used a really great expression when it comes to giving back, when they get their rich friends to give their money. And they said, we don't tell you where to donate your time, where to donate your money. There's no flavor of philanthropy. And I love that expression. And that's what I kind of wanted to put out there for others. You don't have to necessarily spend the time, you know, if you can't arrange everyone's schedules to go do something together like that. But just give back. I've gotten some great responses from people. And I've been trying to retweet everyone that wants to do this GiveMiss. I just ask you to use the hashtag GiveMiss.
And this could give you an idea if you're not sure of what you want to do.
Yeah, so I've been retweeting those. And I have a few right now because people really jumped on board with this. I've had a lot of girls, especially, that wanted to do this with their girlfriends.
Girls are more giving.
Yeah.
It's just proven.
Raquel, the day I did this last week, Raquel went out and she tweeted me, you know, my best friend and I were fortunate enough to be able to adopt a little boy through the Salvation Army Angel Tree. Merry GiveMiss to all.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Whitney is going to go spend time with some less fortunate children at the Arboretum on Saturday for GiveMiss in honor of her sister and me, and so she said that's going to be her GiveMiss. Whitney is going to volunteer at Meals on Wheels tomorrow, actually, in honor of her military friends, because Meals on Wheels provides meals to seniors and veterans. She's doing that for GiveMiss. Let's see. Whitney volunteered to foster a mama boxer in honor of Dog Rescue and her friends for GiveMiss.
Okay.
Save the Boxers. Really cool. And then Liz, in the spirit of GiveMiss, something totally different. Her and her friends started the Pride and Joy campaign to help lesbian and gay youth during the holidays, and she posted a link for that.
All right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Dwell with Dignity. Really cool opportunities. Dwell with Dignity. More of a, you know, home decorating. They give money. They give money back, but you can
People want to have a nice home to come home to.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can look up Dwell with Dignity. We have Renee Barfoot who did something there. There's a website, jingledwell.com. Lots of options. So I'll post these on Kid Nation. You let me know. Just tweet me. I'm Jenna Page on Twitter and hashtag GiveMiss. I've been searching that. So I can retweet some of those ideas because I know not every charity is in every city.
Well, some charities are just inundated right now and they honestly don't need your help today.
That's right.
So there's because they'll say we're good. The food banks usually
right
and the soup kitchens are we're good. We got all the volunteers we need. But there's other lesser known charities out there. You might have to just do a little digging. And then remember, I'm guilty of it. December, I am all about giving.
Yeah, but then January
here comes
rolls around.
February, March, April, and you just kind of forget. Yeah. But these needs go on year long.
Right.
And so if you can maybe do a monthly thing where the girls get together or a quarterly thing.
Yeah.
I know everybody's busy.
Uh-huh.
GiveMiss could be year-round.
It could be year-round. It doesn't have to be a Christmas-themed holiday. It could
be a
year-round campaign, Jenna.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever you have the time for, like I said, no flavor of philanthropy here. I'm not going to judge what you decide to do. You know, it's the boxer. I mean, that's something very specific.
Mm-hmm.
Boxer rescue, very close to your heart.
Yeah, find something you're passionate about and find a way to do something good with it.
Right. So, I mean, that's what we want to do. We want to spend time with each other. So, and I don't need anything.
That's what I loved about Dwell with Dignity when I heard about that charity at first. It's like we're, you know, decorators and design. I love that charity.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
mm-hmm.
great because sometimes these, you know, people, they get shelter and they're, you know, these less fortunate people who are trying to get their lives back together. They're given an apartment.
Right.
And that's it. You're given maybe a mattress if you're lucky and then four blank walls.
Yeah.
Who wants to come home to that every day? That's depressing. And so these decorators, like, why don't we give them a happy place to come home to? And they go in and decorate it.
The paintings and candles.
You think, oh, that's nothing. It's a big deal. Imagine how you feel when you come home to your nest. And that's one of the charities I love a lot.
That sounds really cool.
I just think it's cool because, you know, I hear a lot of girls, this is what we do as girlfriends. Let's put a price limit always, kind of like we did with our White Elephant holiday party. You know, let's do a $20, $30 price limit on the gifts we give each other.
Right.
In all honesty, what do we need that's $20 or $30 that we have to have? You end up getting gifts just to give a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And can get it over with.
But, you know, if you can get your 5 to 10 girlfriends and say, okay, we're going to stick with the price limit, but maybe that's, you know, going to Target and buying a blanket.
Right.
You know, for a home, everyone goes and buys a blanket, and you go drop it off at the shelter together.
Oh, that's very cool, man.
You go out to eat together. You know, then you're spending time together, and the money's going to something very useful. You probably feel a lot better about it, too.
Very cool, Jenna. Yeah. We have all the details at kidnation.com if you want to see what other people are doing. And let's keep GiveMiss going. Hashtag it.
Yeah, hashtag GiveMiss. Let me know what you're doing.
Didn't happen if you didn't hashtag it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how it raises awareness with everybody. The 1989 World Tour, probably going to be the biggest tour of the year, starring Taylor Swift. And we're celebrating the 12 days of Swiftness. Let's see here.
They're giving away a whole bunch of trips. We got 12 of these to give away, and we're on trip number 7. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Nicole Alexander, how you doing?
Oh,
you're caller number 13, girlfriend.
Okay,
so you're excited.
Officially the most excited winner of Swiftmas.
Yeah, I like you.
Give you some love right there. You know what? Nicole, we got to give you 500 bonus points just for being so excited.
Crazy good, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Ow, bonus points. Yes, me.
Tell us about yourself, Nicole.
How
old are you? Where are you?
I love you. I'm sorry.
No, not as much as you love Taylor Swift.
My age. Let's not go there.
No. Okay, well, where are you headed this morning?
I'm not headed anywhere. I'm just at home. I'm hanging out in my bedroom.
No job, Nicole?
No, I do have a job. I just don't work today. Oh, my gosh. I'm in the chat room. Hi, everybody in the chat room. Sorry.
Oh, you're on Kidnation?
I'm a flight attendant. I'm off today.
Okay. A flight attendant who is obviously an avid fan in the chat room.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I've listened to you guys for like 20 years. You don't even understand how much I love you guys.
Hey, Nicole.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Who's your favorite?
Yes.
Who's your favorite on the show, Nicole?
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Come on. You got to pick one. You got to pick one.
No. Do it.
We're all on the boat.
Oh my
God. You have to. Or
you
got to
pick.
Gotta
pick one.
No, you still win.
20 years. You know the show.
You got to pick, Nicole.
This is so hard, but I am loving JC right now. Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Kelly, no, I do love you. I do love you.
What? No. But
you love everybody.
I'm just saying, if you were flying somewhere.
We forced you to pick somebody.
And you had a buddy pass, and y'all were going to go on a cool trip, you would pick JC to go on the trip with you.
And we would have tons of fun, Nicole.
Yeah, we would. Awesome.
Who's your best friend on the chat room?
Joy. Oh, I'm sorry, Lena.
Yes. Well, who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my best friend at the time. Oh my gosh, that's a hard question too because I have two really awesome friends that I would love to take.
Really?
Neither one of them are listening, so just for your sake, let's just go with Gabriella.
Okay.
Gabriella sounds like a fun girl.
Who's the other best friend though that's going to miss out?
Erica, but she just had a new baby, and that might be a little difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Taylor's not touring until next year. She's got about a year from now. She'd be ready to leave that toddler behind.
Right. Yeah, but then the dude has to stay back, and we get all scared when the girl leaves. We get stuck with the baby.
Oh,
well,
God.
Awesome. Congratulations.
I hate to drop her like that.
No. You'll understand, Nicole.
Congratulations, Nicole. Enjoy your day off of work. Where are you flying to tomorrow?
Thank you.
Where are you flying to tomorrow?
I'm on call tomorrow, so I don't know yet.
Okay.
All right.
3 days a month on call, so we'll see.
All right. Nicole, you'll be checking out Taylor Swift in either San Diego, Tampa, Dallas, Baton Rouge, Omaha, Pittsburgh, or Chicago. We'll fly you there. Thanks to Southwest Airlines.
Wouldn't it be funny if she works for Southwest?
Wouldn't it be funny?
That would be funny.
Wouldn't it? All right, we won't say nothing, Nicole. It'll be our little secret.
There we go.
Have fun, Nicole. Take plenty of pictures,
I like
okay?
Nicole, even though you like JC
Thanks,
best.
Guys, I will.
We love you.
I love
Have fun in the chat room.
She's awesome.
And that's how you win.
That's how you win right
yeah.
there.
That is
that
a
girl
winner.
Has a great life going. I could just tell by her energy.
I love
she
her.
She just, you know, if something bad could happen, but she's still going to have a positive attitude, a positive outlook on it.
If you're listening, that is what we expect on our show.
That's right.
When
she,
you win.
She showed you how to do it right there.
Nicole is what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That made me so happy that
she's
won.
She's a yeah. great example.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to make your day. We'll do anything. Just call us up at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Now, wait a minute. 800-5-GEEK-IT. What do you mean anything?
Yeah, we'll do anything. As long as it puts a smile on your face,
anything,
we will do it.
Yeah. Anything?
Anything.
Okay, not anything.
You know, right. anything that gets through.
Yeah. Anything that gets through. Anything
so
that makes
so
it through.
If we put it on, we're going to do it.
All right.
Hey, JC will do anything. The rest of us will do.
We'll do the best we can.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of them from Twitter. We got some from Facebook. We have some lines ready to go.
What
some phone
got?
Lines.
What you got?
I got one on Twitter from Roddy. He would like Jenna and I to do a novella scene.
I'm sorry?
Jenna and I to do a novella, telenovela scene.
Telenovela?
Yeah, telenovela scene.
In Espanol.
In Espanol. Followed by the, you Mexican clip.
Oh, okay.
That can be done.
All right.
Okay, so do you want me to do...
We'll let Kelly be in this one, because you know...
Me?
There's always a triangle in
the
telenovela.
An added bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, I'll set this one out.
Yeah.
In Espanol.
En Espanol.
Oui? Uh-huh. Si?
En Espanol.
Si. Ready? Telenovela.
Telenovela. All right.
Te amo mucho.
No quiero vivir sin ti.
Pero tú eres todo para mí.
Eres el amor de mi vida.
Esto es injusto. Es horrible. Quiero estar con Jason.
Te amo.
Yo te amo más. Pero no puedo estar con ustedes.
Oh.
Me voy a ir.
I don't have any more script.
You're going off script.
Con mi amiga María.
Oh.
Sí.
How did I do it? The upset Mexican lady in the background.
That was great.
Thank you.
Why didn't you go?
Oh,
you
must be in the background.
You can go Rosie Perez on. Okay.
That's pretty good. Jenna,
Rosie Perez is not Mexican.
Your accent was on point.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. Kelly.
I was going for like the full, like never have I read these lines or spoken Spanish before.
I felt like I was in Mexico.
Okay.
Te amo, that's I love you, right? Te amo?
Yeah.
Yes.
Te amo.
Yeah, I know that.
Kelly, what? The cajón?
Yeah,
esto es injusto. Es horrible.
Injusto.
Quiero estar con Jason.
What'd she say?
This is, well, it's injusto.
Okay, what'd she say? What does that mean?
This is unjust. It's not
horrible.
Fair. I want to be with Jason.
Yeah. Horrible.
I don't want to
live
with
that. This is horrible.
Horrible.
That's pretty good.
All right.
We should do telenovela Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, we should.
We made somebody's day right there.
There you go.
All right.
My man. Oh, did I play the clip?
You messed me.
There you go.
Let us make your day. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Let's get out some street cred here with Amanda. What can we do to make your day?
It would make my day if Big Al would do a freestyle rap with my name in it.
Of what?
A freestyle with her
Amanda,
name in it.
Amanda.
Yeah. Amanda is her name, and
okay,
you got to rhyme.
Okay, put on hold and go to somebody else.
No,
freestyle.
Freestyle.
You got it now.
Eminem doesn't ask for 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's why he's Eminem.
Can we give him a beat?
And see if you could throw an ice rink in there somewhere.
Yes.
Amanda. Nothing wrong with
yeah, Panda.
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 I mean,
Panda.
That one.
Santa.
Anaconda.
Sand. Duh. Right.
Yeah. Big Al Mac is going to freestyle using Amanda's name.
I mean, Atlanta.
How old are you, Amanda?
Who cares?
I'm 34.
There you go.
All right. All right. So, Amanda, think you look like a panda.
Oh.
No, not really. You from Atlanta? Oh, Christmas coming up. How about Santa Claus? Because, yeah.
In-laws?
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that made anybody's day right there.
No, that didn't make my day
I'm
at
sorry,
all.
I'm sorry, Amanda.
How you feel about that, Amanda?
Amanda, how do you feel now? Are you happy?
I'm okay with that.
Amanda, you know, honestly though, you have to accept partial blame for that.
You know, I'm not good at that.
You knew better. Yeah. To ask out a rap.
Good and well, I'm not good at that.
What was the one time we freestyled and we said we could rhyme about everything, and Al says orange.
And then out of all the things that I'm bad at, you picked the one thing that I'm the worst at.
This is about making Amanda thing. Have a good time.
Oh,
and but she had a good time.
Amanda,
but I love you, though.
At least you got through, right?
Thanks, Amanda.
That's the one thing Al's bad at. That's funny. All right.
I don't know if you made Amanda happy yet.
I don't think I did.
In fact, how about you used all the words we gave you.
Yeah, we gave you those rhymes.
Thank you. Could I interest you in some bonus points? I have some extras.
No, you can't just hand out bonus points when you screw up.
And next time, don't say a girl looks like a panda. Say, like, cuter than a baby panda. Oh. Yeah. Then that's kind of true.
Because pandas are cute.
Mm-hmm.
You call a girl a bear.
Like, I don't want to look like a panda. Yeah, they say Drake looks like a panda. And yeah. They mean that as a compliment.
Yeah, pandas are cute, though.
Yeah. Soft.
Yeah.
That's lovely. What they're saying. They're saying Drake is soft. Do we have any from Facebook, Jenna?
Do we have any from Facebook?
Yes.
Yeah, we do. Well, let's see. Paula, people love Big Al. Please play Big Al's version of the theme song for the game, Friends with Benefits.
Oh, Friends with Benefits. Friends with Benefits.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah,
so
bad.
Man. But day was made. Let's make it a little bit better with another song.
All right.
Yeah. Erase that one from your memory.
Okay.
Tim, please let me hear Rhonda from Potluck sing her version of Flo Rida's Get Low. Oh.
Oh, cool.
I got them Rocky Mountain jeans and a coat of fake fur. For dinner, I am boiling up some squirrel. I hit the skull. My goose farm flows, Rhonda got low, 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 low. Collecting Elvis plates and my dentures popping out. Wearing tube tops and my boobies hanging out. Above-ground pool, 30 kids in school, Rhonda got low, 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 low. I'm eating on them turkey pot pies and give me them cottage cheese thighs. Got $1,000 house and a dog on a chain. He's a pit bull and here knows his name.
How you feel about that, Kelly? Kelly hates that.
I just don't. Rhonda, I can't stand her.
You can't stand Rhonda?
I can't even be on the air with
her
when
she
calls in.
I
know. It's just nails on a chalkboard to me.
Ooh, how would you like a love letter to Kelly, basically? Early status here.
Huh.
All right.
Hannah, you need some advice to make your day.
Yes, I do.
Okay. What do you need?
Well, me and my fiance have been together for 2 years, and I've kind of met someone else, and I need to figure out how to break up with him without crushing him.
Well, that's not he's your fiance?
Yes.
There's no way you're going to get out of you know, hurting him. I mean, you've got to just accept that. That's going to be part of it, but you need to have a sensitive conversation and try to do it as lovingly as possible that, you know, this, I don't see us... I don't think you necessarily need me to bring up the fact that you found somebody else.
Don't bring that up at all.
But I think we're not meant to be together forever. This isn't a forever thing. I love you, and I want the best for you, and the best for you is not me. How about that?
Perfect.
There's no way to avoid
hurting. It's not going to be easy, Hannah.
Or, you know what? He could secretly be saying, man, this isn't working out. I wish we could get it. He might be thinking the same thing, that it's not working out.
Yeah,
you know? And it could be a big relief. And in the long run, everybody's doing everybody a favor, right?
Yeah, right.
If you're not meant to be together, you're saving yourself a lot of heartache in the long run.
It's the grown-up thing to do.
It's the grown-up thing to do, but well, hey, being a grown-up sometimes hurts.
Yeah.
Don't tell him about the other person. Yeah, don't tell him about the other person.
Make it about you and him.
Yeah.
Well, he's been asking me, you know, how I feel and if we want to break up and stuff.
Well,
and
see, he knows.
I tell him I don't know.
He's opening the door already.
Yeah, he's opened the door for the conversation and say, you know what, if we both don't want to go into this running down the aisle, standing for the preacher and can't say I do fast enough, that's a big, you know, red flag. But you don't need to bring up that there's somebody else.
No.
Just that this isn't feeling.
If he's giving you the out, take
he's giving it to
take
you.
Take it.
Always take your out.
All right, Hannah, we wish you good luck,
okay? Yeah, good luck, Hannah. It doesn't make you a bad person.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. Yeah. I'm not, you know, unless you're, you know, sleeping with
she's kind of in that.
Hopefully you're not.
That's bad.
Kind of in that Christmas window, too.
Yeah.
Like at this point, you kind of want to wait till after the holidays.
Because you have so many family commitments. It's bad.
You don't want to do it right now.
It's hard anytime.
We want to break off our engagement. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Dakota, how can we make your day?
Casey, can you please say Arriba?
Arriba!
Laugh. What about the...
Oh, you want the grito, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Arriba! Hey!
So much better.
Yay, thank you.
There you go.
There you go, Dakota. Is that good?
Is that good, Dakota?
Yeah.
All right. Your day has been made.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Dakota.
What's your favorite Dakota, North or South?
I like both Dakotas.
Really?
Fanning.
North.
Like Dakota Johnson?
North, I think. Yeah, North. That's where I've been. I've been North.
Okay. All right. And let's take.
You had to drive through South to get North.
That's true. I did.
We'll go out with Eugene. Eugene, what do you need?
It will really make my day if y'all could sing me happy birthday.
Go ahead, Al.
Oh, happy birthday?
Okay, sing him a song, and that'll be our last one.
It's for Eugene.
I'll sing happy
birthday.
For Eugene.
Birthday.
You don't want me to sing you happy birthday? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Eugene. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Eugene.
Happy birthday, Eugene.
Thank you.
All right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.